Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 197 of Beyond the Supernatural. You may be wondering what that pleasant music is in the background. It's setting the mood. It's giving you the full experience of Beyond the Supernatural, because on this page of Beyond the Supernatural, which you can't see, this being a podcast, there is a delightful picture right over the domestic skills category of a man with his sleeves rolled up preparing dinner for a woman who's entering in a nice blazer, a skirt. It's just a little domestic scene. Looks like a nice, well-stocked kitchen. He's obviously having a great time. You can't really see a lot of detail in her face, but obviously she's happy. She's come home. Her, let's say, husband or full-service side piece, he's made her a delicious dinner as she's just coming home from work. It's a wonderful scene. We see a lot of, military stuff and goopy monsters and everything throughout Beyond the Supernatural. Today, you know, I can't help but be in a good mood because as I prepare to podcast, here's this happy couple looking at me. So I just thought I'd put some music on so you can get the full experience. It's why I'm not as angry as I could be today, even though we are still in the skill description section. We're just starting out. It's going to last for so many pages that I can't think that far into the future. And we're just talking about skill after skill after skill. We talked about the native language skill last time. That was in the communication skills category. This page, as I mentioned, begins the domestic skills category. And that category begins with what at first seems to be a pretty innocuous skill, brewing colon basic. Quote, "This is the making of fermented alcoholic beverages from grains or fruits. This specifically includes wine, mead, ale, beer, and moonshine, as well as common teas, coffee, lemonade, and similar types of prepared drinks. Stronger types of alcohol, such as brandy, rum, and whiskey, are not included, nor are champagnes or fine wines." So this is basic in the truest sense. These are like upper middle class suburban drinks. We got some wine for mom, we got some mead for your eccentric aunt, some beer for dad, some moonshine to share with work friends and have a little laugh. Like, we're old-timey bootleggers. Oh, you rascals. Aw, you knuckleheads, we have fun. We're such rowdy guys. Just gross. And then you get the non-alcoholic stuff. Some tea, some coffee for Mondays, am I right? Lemonade for the kids. This is a very domestic skill. As is annoyingly true of many skills in Beyond the Supernatural, there are actually two percentile scores here for different applications of the skill. It has either a 25% or 30% base, depending on how you're using it. And there's a note about this. Quote, "The first percentile number indicates the chance of success. A failed roll means an undrinkable concoction. The second indicates the quality of the brew. The higher the number, the tastier the drink." And may I say, sedated and soothed as I am by this happy man cooking in the kitchen for his lady, you know, what the fuck? We had an agreement, I thought, in the Palladium system that every skill is based on a percentile pass-fail system where you roll the dice, and if you roll under, then you succeed, and if you roll over, then you fail. Doesn't work well with contested rolls, doesn't fit neatly with the D20 mechanic used for other systems in the game, but it's what we agreed on. In the interest of tranquility, I had come to peace with it. Now here comes this headline. This skill has two percentages. One is a percentage that you roll, your actual percentage chance of success. The other one is an indication of like how good the moonshine is when you make it. So at first level, let me see if I'm getting this right. I make a moonshine whose quality you would characterize as 35. Hey, great. That's useful. And not just 35, but 35%. 35% of what? Honestly, I'm curious. Let's spitball. Let's throw this around a little bit. 35% of what? I mean, percent is 35 out of 100. So it's a 35 on a scale of 1 to 100. Is that what you mean? That's really weird because on the low end of a 1 to 100 scale would be a 1. But nobody could ever make a 1 moonshine, right? The skill doesn't go that low. I mean, you could fail a roll, but if you fail it, then it's undrinkable. So among drinkable whiskeys, this scale doesn't go down to 1. It can't really be a 1 to 100 scale. And anyway, remember that skill percentages don't go all the way up to 100. Why? Because there's always a chance of failure. No one is perfect. Even though this percentile is never actually used to, you know, make a percentile roll, it's just a general indicator of quality. So I guess we could say that on a scale of something to 98, this moonshine is a 35. It's definitely not like this is 35% of the quality of the best moonshine, because there is no 100% moonshine, because skills don't go to 100%. It's definitely not a percentile, like this is in the 35th percentile of moonshines, because that doesn't work with the linear skill progression of these skills. You know, it's just a 35. I mean, summon to mind right now, like whatever your favorite alcohol is, imagine taking a swig and thinking, that's about a 35. Does that really help you develop a firm sensory imagination of what we're talking about here for gaming purposes, for weaving the fiction? No, it gives you nothing. Because the percentage system makes absolutely no sense as a generic measure of quality. This was actually mentioned on Twitter in regard to the military etiquette skill. I want to give credit. Alan Zabaro on Twitter, @azabaro, beat me to the punch on this, mentioning that this is weird because it's not like the percentage in military etiquette is a percentage you're ever supposed to roll. It's more like a measure of how much you know. So this is a small thing, and you know what? I'm not in the mood to sweat the small things today, because I'm looking at this delightful couple about to have a great dinner, expressing affection to each other with food, which is my personal second favorite love language, right behind being left alone. So I'm not sweating it, but I just want to point out the dumbest thing in this page is the fact that the percentile system has really been hijacked here for a purpose it was never intended to, really throwing into question the whole logic of the skill system. What do these percentiles mean? Are we supposed to roll them, or are they just like a sort of cryptic answer that the author is giving us? How good am I at parasailing? 40. Okay, sure, 40. But don't worry, next level, you'll be 42 good at parasailing. Fantastic. Sounds great. I can't wait. And when I get home, you know, it's a special occasion, we're on vacation, I'll pop open a bottle of that smooth 78 moonshine that my buddy Chip back at the office gave us last New Year's. That'll really complete this day. A nice dinner, some parasailing, a little nip of moonshine just as the sun is going down, and a whole load of arbitrary numbers that add nothing. Thanks, Palladium. Thanks for making this day perfect. Join me next time for an episode that I guarantee will be at least 41, if not 46, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.